won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour of today, this Monday, December 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The bill that I want to bring back up that we had to basically glaze over a little bit because of the clock, we were running out of time. The Homeless Bill of Rights. Now, the reason I want to go back to this is because there was one Democrat. They have 56 Democrats in the House. It takes 56 votes to pass a bill in the House. They didn't have all 56 Democrats willing to support this bill. Why? Because of one state representative, Democrat, Karen Whitsett from Detroit. You may remember that Karen was basically dying from COVID. And she heard Donald Trump talk about ivermectin. She then instructed her doctor, her family's primary care physician, to prescribe ivermectin for her. She started taking it, and it basically saved her life. She even went to the White House and sat down with President Trump and thanked him for talking about ivermectin back during the China virus outbreak, the pandemic. Well, when the bills for the Homeless Bill of Rights was put up on the floor Friday when they did it, House Bill 4919 was put on the floor. And while they had only Democrat members in the chamber, because the Republicans got up and walked out because they wouldn't deal with the tipped wage issue, the paid family leave bills, they wouldn't put them up for a vote. And I would probably suspect Matt Hall's road funding proposal. The Republicans left. And only 56 Democrats sat in the House chamber. Well, the bill's lead sponsor, Emily Devendorf of Lansing, said that when Karen Whitsett chose to hold up the bill, because we could not get her support for it, we took it off the board. Basically, what would House Bill 4919 do? Legislation would have formally outlawed, made it illegal to discriminate based on someone being homeless. You couldn't discriminate against a homeless person when it came to employment, housing, whatever. The bill would have ensured homeless people would have been able to move freely in public spaces, have the right to property over their belongings, and could not have been denied employment simply because they were homeless. Democrats couldn't even get all the Democrats to agree to it. Karen Whitsitt from Detroit was against it. And the bill died and is no longer for consideration in the lame duck. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions, Missy down in Battle Creek. She had a little situation happening at the office today, personal issue with her daughter. She's going to be with us later this week. But she just wanted to remind you that the program that I've used to basically keep me down 80 pounds for over a year is available to you with substantial benefits that I didn't even have when I did the fat burn weight loss program. If you go to the website she owns, she created with my journey with her, truckerrandyhealth.com, you can see my pictures, my screenshots. I had nothing to hide. I had faith. I knew this program worked. So I wanted her to take my before and after pictures. I wanted people to be able to see, document on a website for the world to see that April 23rd of 2023, I was 300 pounds. Just under 297 and some change. In a triple X t-shirt. 4 months, 4 days later, another picture screenshot is there showing me at 217. Down 80 pounds. I am at 217 to 222, 5 pound range ever since last August 27th of 2023. This August 27th was a year. Now we're heading into Christmas, and I'm still under 222. I range back and forth between 217, 219, 220. Every single day I weigh myself. I do exactly what I've learned how to do on Missy's program. Now I have to admit, yesterday, Sunday, football, we were bad. I had not only a medium frosty from Wendy's, but I had a chocolate shake from Culver's. Ate fast food, had the milkshake, had the frosty. I woke up this morning, I weighed 222. Today, going to fast for lunch, no lunch, come home, have a ribeye steak and tomatoes. Tomorrow I'll weigh 218. The inflammation in my joints was worth it. Man, that chocolate shake from Culver's was good. But I've learned how I can enjoy those things on the weekend and then do a reset on Monday. And that's exactly today what I'm doing. So if you'd like to get a hold of Missy, Charity, all the people down there at her office, all you have to do is go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Look at my fat photo. God, I can't believe that was me. It's been so long. I'm looking at the mirror now, and I've grown accustomed to my face. Well, I'm no longer that guy. And I have Missy to thank for it. Now, if you can't go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, give them a call, 269 964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, if you're not able to call right now or able to go to the website, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you the link to the website, tell you what interviews to listen to, and I'll give you the phone number as well. Give them a call, schedule an appointment. Start the New Year's resolutions in January with this program. You can absolutely start this in January, no problem. All you have to do is schedule a free consultation. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. She won't charge you for the phone consult. She'll get you scheduled up to be scanned. And you can start the program in January. Enjoy Christmas, New Year's parties, Christmas parties. Have a good time. And then you can start the program in January. Hit the ground running in the new year. So again, text me Missy and I'll send you all the information. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting is how it appears during this lame duck session, how the Democrats caucus and whether or not they could stay unified to have a 56 members of Democrats look at a full agenda of 120 bills after the Republicans walked out in protest. Well, the posts, social media, tweets, other things, around 10 p.m., after half of the agenda was completed, several of the members' biggest issues weren't even brought up. The House gaveled in at 9 o'clock on Friday for a very rare Friday session that went until 10 p.m., 13 hours. Frays in their fabric surfaced before that. When Betsy Kofia, the Democrat from Traverse City, posted screenshots on her Twitter X account of a text exchange between her and Speaker Joe Tate that happened way back in May of this year. She emphasized that her policy priorities were with migrant workers, hate crime victims, and survivors of catastrophic accidents, and more. She even had others there. Well, the post was taken down shortly after it was posted, probably at the behest of the Speaker Joe Tate. Hey, I saw your post on Twitter. Take it down. Well, she followed orders. But then, later Friday afternoon, she reposted the post. Well, what were some of the bills that she was pushing for? What was part of the arguments? What was going on? Well, the very first vote was on House Bill 5887. The sponsor of the bill, John Fitzgerald, Democrat from Wyoming, had a, quote, sextortion, end quote, package. The bill wasn't taken up until 12:20 in the afternoon on Friday, around the time the House Republicans were told that House Bill 6056, 6057, which would restored the tip wage credit and earned sick time bills, were not going to be brought up for a vote. Republicans said, that's it, we're out of here. Republicans walked off the floor, went into the caucus room, and roughly about a half hour later, conducted a press conference outside of Speaker Hall's office, wearing orange Save My Tip buttons, and announced they would not return to the floor unless the two bills had a chance to be voted on Friday. Again, Hall said, put it up today and we'll come back out on the floor. We'll vote for it. We'll vote for other bipartisan ideas too. But if all they're going to do is sit up there and caucus strategize and keep us here until 10 p.m. and then put up some bill about changing people's gender identity on driver's licenses, we don't need to be here. That quote was also used in the previous story in the first hour. Well, a message quickly emerged from the Democrats that this was a political stunt and that the Republicans weren't showing up to do their job. Later, Hall said he thinks voters represented by the absent members of the caucus would view their choice favorably. If you voted for a Republican state representative, you probably were in favor of them walking out in protest. Well, the majority floor leader, Abraham Aish of Hamtramck, standing behind Hall, responded that the Democrats passed a flurry of bills, which he thinks many of these bills would be very favorable with the voters. The Democrat Aish reminded reporters that in last week that his term doesn't end until December 31st, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. And until then, anything is possible. When asked if that means more voting days could be added to the House schedule to make sure more time for the bills that haven't passed the Senate yet could be on the table, Aish said, quote, "Everything is on the table." When the Michigan Supreme Court ruling created an issue on the minimum wage tipped wage credit back on July 31st, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle were seen at events for the Save My Tips organization. That organization campaigned for a legislative solution to keep the pay structure in place, especially for restaurant servers. Well, Tate, the Speaker of the House, told reporters the reason the bills didn't go up was because they didn't have 56 votes. All 54 Republicans would have voted for it. Well, supposedly, one Republican was missing. And the Democrat, Nate Shannon from Sterling Heights, sponsored one of the bills. So with 53 Republicans, they needed three Democrats. With the sponsor, one of them, Democrat Shannon from Sterling Heights, they only needed two Democrats to join in. Well, in about 9 hours after the Republicans left, the Democrats passed just under 60 bills without the Republican caucus. Some of the bills that passed, House Bill 6060, reopened the closed pension system back up to school teachers. House Bills 4665, 66, and 67 allowed prison correction workers, conservation officers, and the Michigan State Police motor carriers, those officers, are now able to join the Michigan State Police retirement system. Last week, Democrat Rachel Hood from Grand Rapids didn't come to session. In the name of Drive Safe package, that didn't seem to be moving anywhere. Tate told reporters that he would call this walkout by the Republicans a political stunt. It's shameful and disappointing to describe what the Republicans did today. They didn't do their job. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.